USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The U.S. is watching North Korea for signs of a possible missile launch or nuclear test in the coming days that officials are referring to as a Christmas present. A significant launch or test would mean the end of North Korea's self-imposed moratorium and raise tensions in the region. It would also be a major blow to one of the Trump administration's major foreign policy initiatives, the drive to get North Korea back to negotiations to eliminate its nuclear weapons and missiles. The president is in Florida for a holiday vacation. Before he left, he received an invitation from Speaker Nancy Pelosi. She's invited the president to the House chamber February 4th to deliver the State of the Union message. In the letter, Pelosi reminds him that, quote, "In their great wisdom, our founders crafted a constitution based on a system of separation of powers." This is USA Radio News.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Police in Virginia say they've counted at least 51 people with injuries after a 63-vehicle chain reaction interstate crash. They say ice and heavy fog are partially to blame for the pileup. No one was killed in the crashes that were on both sides of the highway. In the south, meteorologist Tom Sater says a storm system that moved out of the Gulf is dumping tons of rain and putting millions under flood watches and warnings.
This is a cold, raw rainfall from Baton Rouge to Nashville to Charlotte. Some flight delays are possible, even severe weather on the southern end. Rain should end by tomorrow. We can say goodbye to this system, but the flood watches are in effect.
Police in Chicago say a fight at a house party that was supposed to be a tribute for a man that was killed in gun violence erupted in more gunfire. At least 13 people were wounded. Four of them are reported in critical condition. Two people are being questioned. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Prime Minister of Australia has cut a vacation short and has issued an apology. USA's Chris Barnes has details.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison apologizing Sunday for taking a family vacation in Hawaii as deadly brush fires raged across several Australian states, destroying homes and claiming the lives of two volunteer firefighters.
I'm sure Australians are fair-minded and understand that when you make a promise to your kids, you try and keep it. But as Prime Minister, you have other responsibilities, and I accept that, and I accept the criticism.
Morrison cut the vacation with his wife and adult children short amid public anger at his absence during a national crisis and arrived home Saturday night. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Eddie Murphy returned to Saturday Night Live for the first time in 30 years. USA's John Hunt has more.
Eddie Murphy returned to the stage that made him a household name over 30 years ago, and he held nothing back.
But if you had told me 30 years ago that I would be this boring, stay-at-home, you know, house dad, and Bill Cosby would be in jail, even I would have took that bet.
After sharing updates about some of his recent projects, including Netflix film Dolomite Is My Name and the upcoming sequel of Coming to America, Murphy was joined on stage by some of his longtime friends and fellow comedians, Tracy Morgan, Chris Rock, and Dave Chappelle. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.